Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. This episode is a collection of films starring actors playing unfamiliar roles. I hope you enjoy the show. Occasionally, you watch a film and see an actor you know playing a character totally different from what you expect. It's a gamble for them and the director who suggested it, but sometimes it pays off spectacularly. Take Henry Fonda, for example. He was curious when approached by Sergio Leone to play the villain in Once Upon a Time in the West. He'd only played one bad man in his whole career up to that point and had initially refused the role. Leone explained, saying, "Picture this. The camera shows a gunman from the waist down pulling his gun and shooting a running child. The camera pans up to the gunman's face, and it's Henry Fonda." He was right, of course. The audience was shocked, and Fonda is really good as the evil gunman, Frank. Here's Man with a Harmonica, written by Ennio Morricone. Hayley Mills had a similar squeaky clean image, having been the darling of Disney's family films for years. Things were about to change, though, and she married Roy Bolting, 33 years her senior, after he directed her in The Family Way. She then appeared in a few British suspense films, and then in Deadly Strangers she surprised everyone with her portrayal of a troubled girl hitchhiker, opposite an excellent Simon Ward. Ron Goodwin wrote a great theme. Take Robin Williams, creator of the friendly spaceman Mork in TV's Mork and Mindy, and star of countless comedies. He began his career in Los Angeles as a stand-up comedian with a lightning-fast wit, known for his brilliant improvisational performances. In 2002, he played a disturbed and introverted photo technician in a suburban mall in One Hour Photo, who targets a middle-class family with his dangerous obsessive behaviour. Williams is totally believable in this role, and there's not a joke in sight. This is My Reverie by Larry Clinton and his orchestra. Thank you.
that this love was meant to be. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me. Without you, life will never begin to be. So love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie.
If anyone was synonymous with song and dance, it was Judy Garland, who had imprinted herself on the world's psyche playing Dorothy in the groundbreaking The Wizard of Oz in 1939. Her casting by director Stanley Kramer in Judgment at Nuremberg was nothing short of genius. She hadn't made a film since A Star is Born 7 years earlier. Kramer had been impressed with her emotional range at one of her concerts, and her 18-minute portrayal of a poor German housewife is superb, as is all the acting in the film. This is Ernest Gold's Overture.
Oh!
Another song and dance person who wasn't afraid of a challenge was Gene Kelly of Singing in the Rain fame. In the film noir Black Hand, he plays hoodlum Johnny Colombo, recently returned from Italy, who's out for revenge on who killed his father. He'd last played a straight role 7 years earlier in Cross of Lorraine, a war movie. Ginger Rogers was another actor known mostly for her singing and dancing, in partnership with Fred Astaire in such musicals as Top Hat and Flying Down to Rio. But she took on some straight roles too and proved a point, winning a Best Acting Oscar in Kitty Foyle in 1940. In Tight Spot, she plays the ex-moll of a gangster the police are trying to put in jail, Benjamin Costain, played by another actor out of type, Lorne Greene, and one wonders why he didn't play more villains. There's some great music from Doy O'Dell during a telethon scene in the movie.
He's dead and buried in a spot that I call home. Since the epidemic took her, I no longer cared to roam. When the angels come and got her, I remember what she said. Give my shoes to Cousin Helen. She can wear them while I'm dead.
William Holden rarely played a baddie, and Lee J. Cobb rarely played a good guy. But in The Dark Past, the roles are reversed, and it works well. Holden plays Al Walker, a psychopathic killer who has escaped from jail, and with his gang takes over the mountain lodge of a police psychiatrist while he waits for his boat ride to freedom. Cobb, as a psychiatrist, tries to help solve the deep trouble within Walker's mind. There's a smart dream sequence using negative footage, and Nina Fock plays the killer's girlfriend. The great Stephen Garay makes an appearance too. This film is well worth a look. George Duning provided the music, and here's the main titles theme.
Thank you.
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau are well known for being a double act in several films, but they both took on straight roles in between. In Save the Tigers, Jack Lemmon won an Oscar for his portrayal of Harry Stoner, owner of a small clothing company on the verge of bankruptcy. This film is excellent, a good cast, great acting, great script, great editing, and a great score. The film you dream of making, but unfortunately very unknown and little praised. Here's Bunny Berrigan with I Can't Get Started.
Thank you.
And that same year, who would have thought of Walter Matthau as a gangster? Don Siegel did, and cast him as Charlie Varrick, a bank robber come crop duster who stages a bloody bank robbery, little knowing that the money he is stealing belongs to the mob. Joe Don Baker co-stars, as does the great John Vernon and Felicia Farr, Jack Lemmon's wife at the time. It's fast-moving, credible, and a good thriller. Don't miss this flick. That was some of Lalo Schifrin's great score from Charlie Varrick. Peter Sellers, another funny man, acted against type early on in his career in Never Let Go, giving a superb performance as Lionel Meadows, a nasty, violent criminal who runs a stolen car business in London. Richard Todd is his nemesis, and the struggle between the two forms the fascinating core of this film. Carol Baker plays Meadows' young girlfriend, and Adam Faith and Elizabeth Sellers co-star. Another film not to be missed. This is Adam Faith singing When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again.
When Johnny comes marching home again, oh yeah, oh yeah, they'll give him a swinging welcome then, oh yeah, oh yeah. The girls are screaming, the boys will shout, the old folks too will all turn up and they'll all go. Johnny comes marching home, will a ball be had when Johnny comes marching home? The steeple bells will ring joy, oh yeah, oh yeah, to welcome home our Johnny boy, oh yeah, oh yeah. A crowd of chicks will line the way and make like Independence Day and they'll all go mad when Johnny comes marching home. Will a ball be had when Johnny comes marching home? Get ready for the jubilee, oh yeah, oh yeah. We're gonna cheer him three times three, oh yeah, oh yeah. The purple hearts in readiness to pin upon his battle dress, and they'll all go mad when Johnny comes marching home. Will a ball be had when Johnny comes marching home? Let all the beauties on that day, oh yeah, oh yeah, put all their beauties on display. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And let each one perform her part to satisfy the fighter's heart, and they'll all go mad when Johnny comes marching home. Will a ball be had when Johnny comes marching home?
Steve Martin also surprises in David Mamet's The Spanish Prisoner from 1997, playing a mysterious rich jet-setter with unknown motives. Campbell Scott is a computer whiz kid who has perfected a business program for his boss, Ben Gazzara, but fears he will be overlooked in his compensation. The first three quarters of the film are great, but it unravels towards the end, and Steve Martin is left stranded in his role without a final punchline. Here's some of the haunting music by Carter Burwell. I'd like to end with a stunning example of acting against type. In Monster 2003, Charlize Theron portrays Eileen Wuornos, the prostitute who became a serial killer at Daytona Beach. Theron is mostly known for glamorous and beautiful roles, and she shaved her eyebrows and gained over 2 stone to play the part, and is virtually unrecognisable. She deservedly won an Oscar for her efforts, and the film was a triumph. I hope you've enjoyed this look at some of the unusual castings I've talked about in this programme. Most of them are surprisingly successful, and let's hope they continue to happen. This is Space Age Love Song by A Flock of Seagulls from Monster.